Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Missoula residents being invited to have their say in a major new construction project. According to an official public notice published by the City of Missoula's website, community meeting is scheduled for tonight at 6 o'clock in the City Council Chambers. City engineering workers say they want to show residents different plan options to replace a critical wastewater pipeline, which is failing under the Clark Fork River. Officials say getting the community feedback this week is the first step before any actual construction begins. If you're catching a flight out of Bozeman this week, your trip through the terminal is about to get a lot smoother. According to the Sunday update from the Bozeman-Yellowstone International Airport, crews wrapping up a major expansion of the East End Terminal curb. Airport managers say that newly reconfigured area is officially opening to traffic. Project leaders say the new lanes are specially built to separate private cars from busy tour buses and airport shuttles, which should help with traffic this summer. We've all seen the homeless struggling or even choosing to live on the streets of Montana's largest cities and even smaller towns. But a new report is attaching numbers to the ongoing issue, and Nick Northern says it's showing a rapid increase in that part of our Montana population.
A 2025 report from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development shows Montana's homeless population is continuing to rise, even though it remains smaller compared to other states. The report estimates just over 2,000 people are experiencing homelessness in Montana. That includes families with children, young people under 25, and around 160 veterans. Now, that total is far below states like California, but the bigger story is the long-term trend. Since 2007, Montana's homeless population has increased by nearly 97%, almost doubling over that same time period. For the Montana State News Network, I'm Nick Northern.
Organizers estimating now that more than 30,000 people attended the two-day Zootown Festival in Missoula over the weekend. The 2027 event is already being planned for about the same dates next June as part of an initial three-year effort to establish the festival. This is the Montana State News Network.
But I know